And for the sample period after deserting here, today's date is 01/04/2025. Dictation is for Miss Hillary Coppell. Coppell spells C-O-I-P-E-L. Hillary spells H-I-L-A-R-I-E. Date of birth is 01/11/1972. 52-year-old female here with back pain, period. Patient stated this started approximately 5 days ago when she was trying to move a Christmas tree. She said it was heavy and she pulled real hard and suddenly her back locked up on her, correction, and she said, quote, my back locked up on me, close quote. Described pain as sharp, rated pain as 7/10, said pain radiates to her knees bilaterally. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies bladder or bowel dysfunction. She reports weakness in her lower extremities. She denied numbness in her perineum region. Next paragraph, past medical history and diabetes. Endometrial cancer. A TIA. Next paragraph, family history, diabetes, coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, surgical history, hysterectomy. Next paragraph, medication, metformin. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, a physical examination. Patient is alert, oriented, and mild to moderate distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 125/80. Pulse 96. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.3. Period. Next paragraph. Back. Bilateral tenderness to palpation in the lumbosacral region. Next line. Muscles are rigid. Next line, she has reduced range of motion of her back, flexion, extension, lateral rotations bilaterally. Next line, there's no tenderness of the bony structures. Next line, no step off, no crepitation. Next line, there's no deformity. Next line, extremities, reduced patellar reflex. Bilateral lower extremities. Next line, strength in lower extremities, approximately 3.5/5 bilaterally. Next line, there is no muscle wasting slash atrophy. Next line, patient has ontology gait, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, non-distended, no visible peristalsis. No guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerve 210 is normal, except those described above on our lower extremity examination. Mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is lumbosacral sprain. Assessment number two is herniated nucleus pulposus lumbar. And number three is lumbar radiculopathy, period. In the clinic today, patient received the following medication. Toradol, 60 milligrams IM. She was observed in clinic for approximately 15 to 20 minutes, then reevaluated. She said her pain is a little better, but has not completely gone. She says she still have the numbness in her extremities. She was sent home with the following medication. Prednisone, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily in the morning. Next medication, Flexeril, 10 milligrams, 1 PO at night. Next paragraph, patient was given a prescription for a MRI of her lumbar sacral spine for a definitive diagnosis. She will return to the clinic on the 1-8-2024 for a reevaluation, and by then I should receive the MRI results. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.